Hey baby, what up though? What's good, y'all? It's your boy Dame Romaine, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome Pie. The podcast about any and everything, cause y'all already know why. I'm just talking cause I got lips, and I'm back talking cause I got lips. Yes, sir. Yes, again, I'm back on the YouTube with it. The YouTube sound like an old motherfucker, but yeah, I'm on YouTube with it. What up, dude? People, but. Y'all already know I'm about to just sit in a row on my mouth, play the game, whatever the case may be. But y'all hold on and grab my little coins right quick. I'll be right back. Boy, this is my first time ever playing this WNBA on this 2K. I'm still on 2K20. Yak! Her free throw shooting hard. I mean, cold. Yeah, it's hard. But, I really got into, like, the WNBA this season. Or, like, the past season. I know they just had their little draft work and the draft coming up and stuff like that. But this season, I got into it. And they be balling. They didn't do too many turnovers for me, but they be out there balling and shit. I feel like they can definitely be bigger than what they is now, but... Shit. And they cut them turnovers down. Hey, get some more darkers in the league and shit, then. They got some good hoopers out there, though, but then they cold. So it's just like, shit, you watching cold motherfuckers hoop. I mean, they're losing by one now. First quarter still, though. Yeah, I low-key picked the wrong team. I meant to pick Vegas, and I ended up picking Atlanta. I ended up got the Atlanta Dream and stuff like that. But it's all going to be on the YouTube and shit. The YouTube, my old ass and shit. But, I was mad at my business being great like I be on social media earlier today, right? Just scrolling and shit on the ground. I see that Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. This motherfucker got to pay, or he say he claim he got to pay $11 billion. $11 billion of them things and shit, but I'm like, damn. That's too much motherfucking money, like $11 billion. Like, what is that money going to? Like, what are y'all going to do with that money once he pay that money, or if he pay that money? Like, what is that money going to? Like, is it going to more weapons for the military? Is that more police money to, damn, Asia Wilson got 8 points on me? Hell no, that ain't about to keep popping off. But, like, for real, what is the money going to? Like, it is to support the police that not protecting and serving us, that's actually killing us, that's harming us, that's... Most people scared of the police, real talk, but, like, what is that money going to? Like, is it going to the roads? The infrastructure in America is trash. The transportation in America is trash. This is like... What is that money going to? Like, the roads are trash. Should it go to education? Since Joe Biden don't want to continue the student relief fund no more, like, some of that money can help put a child through college or help pay off a lot of debt. Like, what did that $11 billion fucking dollars going to really do and go to? Because if it ain't about to do shit, I really be glad that I really let the motherfucker. I wouldn't even have no problem with that nigga keeping that money, not having to have to pay that stuff. Like, it is a relief that to see that billionaires are finally paying taxes and stuff like that, because my little broke ass got to pay taxes, and I ain't even know $100,000 a year, near a year at. So it's like, come on, huh? Oh, give me them cookies. But it's like, I don't know, with all that money, and if he paying taxes, I mean, other people got to be paying taxes. Are they billions of dollars recirculating or coming back to the economy? So, like, what are y'all going to do with that money? That's the real question. We got to figure that out. And I'm going to follow up and figure out what the fuck they did with that $11 billion. Or if he actually paid that $11 billion. Because we need answers, motherfuckers. We definitely need some answers and stuff like that. If y'all on YouTube, y'all see me looking at my notes and stuff like that. I got to stay prepared. I ain't got to stay prepared, but I got to know what I'm talking about since I'm kind of distracted right now. trying to win a game, basketball game. But the White House, y'all. What's up with the White House? Let me pause my game right quick. The White House. Why they send a letter out saying, as we explained in our prior briefing, the Omicron variant is more transmittable, and medical experts anticipating it will lead in the rise in cases. But unlike last winter, we now have the power to protect ourselves. Our vaccine worked against Omicron, especially for people who get booster shots when they are eligible. If you are vaccinated, you could test positive, but if you get COVID, the case is likely you be asymptomatic or mild. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work, school for the vaccinated. You done the right thing, and we'll get through this. They also want to go say, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourself, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. First of all, this is the goddamn White House talking to us like they lost their motherfucking mind and shit. What'd they say? Let me get this right. A winter of severe illness and death. And we brought that on ourselves. That they basically saying that and shit. Since we didn't want to get vaccinated. And let them tell it. The vaccination and the booster shot, it worked for the Omicron. This was like the third, fourth variant. Third offspring for this motherfucking COVID-19 and shit. So y'all finally found the motherfucker. This is me talking and shit, right? This probably was going to get my video taken down again and shit. But y'all finally come up with a little vaccine that help push your little population control routine and shit, or whatever y'all want to call it. Ooh, get that slam. But y'all, let me pause this game right quick. But y'all finally find a vaccine, little offspring that can help sell y'all scare tactic, the vaccine, the booster shots. Could let y'all tell it that it help. And it won't. This is what the vaccine is really for. It's for the Omicron variant. Let y'all tell it this shit. But no. Y'all been putting shit out here to trying to. I don't know what y'all trying to do. It's scary, actually. Cause before the vaccine, it was your choice if you wanted to take it or not. Now it's made it mandatory and stuff like that. Nobody was taking it. Okay, so now a new variant came out. Okay, they ain't doing that. Now it's attacking kids. Now kids can get vaccinated and stuff like that. Okay, that wasn't working. They see what they was doing in the wintertime and stuff like that and stuff. The numbers still is under 50% of vaccinated people being vaccinated. So, here come the Omicron out of nowhere. Now everybody and their grandma is catching COVID again. But it work if you got a vaccine, if you vaccinated a booster. And I'm like, come on, man. Y'all on some bullshit. Y'all really trying to push that vaccine because I won't chip some people and shit. Speaking of Elon Musk and shit, I think I talked about it on the last podcast, or maybe I didn't. This nigga really about to put chips in people in 2022. Like, huh? I mean, it's for medical purposes, you say, and it helped, like, the paralyzed and stuff like that, but that's how I start. That's how I was going to start. Ooh, get a big. That's how I'm going to start and stuff. They're going to have us putting the chips in our brains and stuff, thinking that's going to help us like that. It might help, but then again, it's going to probably control you to do a lot of shit that you probably don't want to do and stuff like that. They put that chip in here, they going to have you out here robbing banks that you didn't even know you... you ain't want to rob that bank and shit, but they programmed you to rob the bank. So now you out here robbing the bank, and now they locked you up. I don't know, but that's my crazy ass shit. But then again, that's why YouTube be taking my videos down too. But YouTube, these not all actual facts. These are just my own personal opinions, so... Don't be no hating ass niggas and take my shit down again. Like, I got my fans out here. And my fans fuck with me, my niggas. And I'm trying to be a YouTube star. Like, I'm trying to get a YouTube check. So don't stop playing with me. If anything, boost my little followers up, my little shit out there. I know y'all can do it. I'm sophisticated with my shit today. I'm sipping a wine. But on some positive news, then again, them vaccinated motherfuckers the one that's spreading this COVID shit. Like, for real? Real talk, the one that motherfucking vaccinated, think they all cured up and shit, which they not cured. They the one spreading this shit. But anyways, on some positive shit, the Lions and the Pistons won yesterday.
Yes, sir.
That's rare, boy. You ain't getting them. I mean, but the Lions, they would Arizona ass like every year for like the last 5-6 years. But anyway. But I was looking up this fact and I found something that was like surprisingly like the leading cause of death this year, or leading cause of death. Number 4 actually surprised the shit out of me. I did not know. Number 1 is heart disease. Number 2 is cancer. Number 3 is COVID. Number 3, COVID. The Marion is the new most popular variant now. Bitch ass shit. I keep calling her Marion this shit. That ain't the real name, but you know how we do it. Number 4, accidentally unintentional injuries. Number 5, cardiac disease. 6, chronic lower respiratory disease. 7, Alzheimer's. Number 8, diabetes. Number 9, influenza. Pneumonia. Then number 10, kidney disease. Leading cause of deaths in the United States. But number four was actually, we like, number four can be like number one sometimes too. But number 4 surprised me, like accidental death, suicides and stuff like that, or intentional death like that. But the leading cause of, the leading race of cause of that death is black men. I did not know that. Like, the leading cause of death for black men is accidental death. Like, who would have knew that? Then the number 2 thing is suicides. Then 3 is other homicides. 4 is heart disease. 5 cancer. And 6 is the police. But it's like, I never knew so many black people was taking their lives, or just accidentally shit. Like, I never would have thought like that would be number one thing, or the number one thing, black man losing their life, young black man too. So it's like, that's surprising. If anything, what race? If it was a race thing, I would have thought maybe white women. But no, I surprisingly found out that young black man is the leading cause of accidentally deaths. It's surprising. But then again, I can get on some conspiracy theories here too. Then say, I'm not surprised. Then a lot of them deaths don't be accidentally easy. I'm sure they be, say they is, but then again, it could be some shit that popped off and made, I don't know, some. I get into some conspiracy shit, but we don't get on that in a different podcast, though. We definitely will. But yak, yeah, I'm definitely winning at halftime. But yeah, but that surprised me. But check up on your people. Definitely check up on your people. Like, especially the strong one. The ones you go to for advice and talk to all the time. Just call them up. Don't even ask them nothing this time. Just, what up, cuz? I was just thinking about you. I wanted to hit you up and see how you was doing. Shit like that. Just, the little shit really do go a long way. Some motherfuckers who think they ain't got nothing, or they got to be the strong one all the time. When you can take that cape off, you got to be Superman, you be Clark Kent. It's a relief. So check up on your strong friends and shit like that. My notes ain't long today. It was a little short podcast. I just wanted to get on here because I missed last week. I'm going to double up, triple up this week and shit. I'm surprised. But, shit, I'm going to get a little 8 seconds and stuff. I'm gonna let y'all have y'all night. I'm gonna let y'all whoop whoop whoop. Come on, get in there. Just because you want to see somebody eat doesn't mean it's your job to fix their plate. Y'all gotta think about that. Just because you want the team to eat, it ain't your job. Motherfucker team gotta want to feed they stuff. They gotta want to eat. Motherfucker gonna eat, they gonna eat. Don't be putting all that pressure on you thinking you gotta be the breadwinner and stuff like that. You bring the table, they can bring the plate. That's team effort and stuff. But with that being said, I'm gonna let y'all have y'all morning, day, night, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody that YouTube better not take my motherfucking video down. Y'all go hit that like button for me. Subscribe. Tell my fucking friend. Do the same thing. You matter of fact, just do that for them. Apple, Spotify, y'all on Dark Skin Handsome. Go check out the website too. But y'all smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard dang. Hey baby, I'm out.